Well, there was a huge response yesterday to the promise of NHL hockey in Seattle. Nearly 30,000 deposits were put down for season tickets.
You know, it kind of surprised me a little bit, I have to admit, you know, and maybe I should be embarrassed as a longtime hockey fan to say that. But yeah, I was really surprised to see that many people that quickly jumping on board. And it's really exciting for the future of the NHL team here.
That's Jeff Obermeyer. He runs SeattleHockey.net, and he's the author of two books, Hockey in Seattle and Emerald Ice. And he told me that hockey culture in Seattle goes way, way back.
So the Seattle Metropolitans were founded in 1915. So, you know, Seattle really, really goes back to kind of the earliest days of hockey, back when you had to have, you know, you had to build these artificial ice rinks in cities like Seattle. And that was brand new, cutting edge technology. They were in the city for 10 years and had a really, really successful run. They're actually the first American-based team to win the Stanley Cup, which is still the pinnacle trophy in the hockey world.
Absolutely.
The biggest championship there is. And Seattle was the first team to win it.
And they beat Montreal, right?
They beat the Montreal Canadiens in 1917 and then played them again in Seattle in 1919 for the Cup in a Stanley Cup final that was actually called off by the health department when it was tied because of the Spanish flu epidemic, which eventually actually killed one of the Canadiens players here in Seattle.
Bit of a sad history there. Well, so we've already had a Stanley Cup winner here in Seattle, and we've had some pretty strong minor league hockey teams over the years. I'm thinking, for instance, of the Seattle Totems, who played back in the 60s. But Seattle has never been able to land an NHL team here. Why not?
The NHL has clearly always had its eye on the Seattle market. It's a natural place to put a team when you've got a team up in Vancouver, you've got teams down in Los Angeles and San Jose, and over in Colorado, and there's just this big, huge triangle that's a hole in, you know, the Northwest U.S. And there have been various reasons over the years why it hasn't taken place. There was an attempt in the 70s that came close to fruition. There was another attempt in the early 90s that came close to fruition. And then really once the Key Arena got remodeled in the mid-90s, it became unusable from a professional hockey standpoint. And really, I think at that point, the NHL had to kind of shrug its shoulders and say, well, there's not much we can do there for right now.
You know, Jeff, I grew up in a place where folks ate and breathed hockey. And I have to say, the Puget Sound region, much as I love it, it's just not like that. I mean, at least compared to the Northeast or the Upper Midwest or Canada. Do you think that's played a role in the NHL not having a team here?
You know, I don't even know that it's really as much that. I think there have just been some really odd outside factors and outside forces that have come into play and just some bad timing. You know, the youth hockey environment here in the last 10 or 15 years has gotten really, really strong, which certainly is one of the things that's going to help support an NHL team. But really, I don't think that was really kind of the reason why it didn't happen before.
And I understand adult rec leagues are in high demand. Is that right?
It's pretty much almost impossible to get ice time these days. I mean, I know guys that are like, yeah, my rec team plays on Wednesdays at 1 in the morning. And I mean, that's when we can get ice time. So we play from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Wednesdays or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, I think we could probably be supporting another dozen rinks if we had them in the greater Seattle area.
Jeff, we've got major sports fans in this area. You know, they love baseball. They love football. Lots of people are holding out for a basketball team, a professional one, to return here to town. Hockey may not be top of mind for them. If you had to persuade them, what would you tell them, what they should know, why they should go to a hockey game?
I mean, to me, I've been to sporting events for all the major sports in the U.S., and I've seen games overseas and seen rugby games and all that good stuff. But, you know, for me, the best sport that there is to watch live is professional hockey. It's the speed of the game, the way the game flows, which is something that's a lot easier for you to see when you're there in person and not kind of constrained to one camera view. People tend to complain about, oh, I have a hard time following the puck and things like that. When you're really there in the arena and in the rink and watching it, and you're actually able to really capture that flow, there's just so much of that back and forth action, and there's always something that could break loose at any given moment in a hockey game. That continuity is just, it just makes it so exciting that there's always something that could happen at any given moment.
So we saw this enormous response, deposits placed for, put down for season tickets. Does that guarantee that a team is going to get here?
You know, technically, no. From what I remember hearing, the NHL Board of Governors is meeting this summer. I think it's in June or July, and that's when they're going to take the actual vote. But given that this ownership group appears to have the money and they seem to have the agreement in place for the arena and the timeline seems to fit with what the NHL wants, I'd be really hard-pressed to see how this doesn't work for us.
Jeff Obermeyer runs the website seattlehockey.net, and he's the author of two books, Hockey in Seattle and Emerald Ice.